Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another 60 minutes of righteous Jamaican music. And today we're going to hear from the very talented singers and players of instruments who are going to sing unto the Lord and make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation as they come before his presence with thanksgiving and shout joyfully with psalms. In the House of Reggae's Psalms Special.
I and I will give thee praise in any great congregation thou art dwell. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful life and theme with psalms. For the Lord is great, God great, kings above all gods. In his hands there is the place of the earth, the strength of the hills, the sea. He made it. He formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us bow down and worship him. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if we will hear his voice, harden not your heart. And as the days of temptation in the wilderness, when your father tempted I, prove I and I, and saw I and I were 40 years long. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said it is a people that do hear in their heart, and they have not known I and I way. I and I way they don't know, and to whom I swear in the I and I rod, that they should not hear unto I and I.
Over the top of the rhythm of Ronnie Davis's Power of Love, that was the inimitable Prince Farai chanting out Psalm 95, which is taken from his debut album Psalms for I, and which features nothing but the gravelly-toned DJ recanting his favourite biblical psalms over the top of some classic mid-70s roots rock rhythms.
It's Irish.
And so this is what today's show is pretty much going to be like. As found within the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, and the Zabur of David, is the Book of Psalms, which contains 150 hymns, laments, praise songs, and poems of worship and warning, and is probably the oldest surviving songbook in history, as about half of them are attributed to David, the conqueror of Goliath, who went on to become the king of Israel around 3,000 years ago. Although whether they were written by him or for him is a little unclear, but what is for sure is that they are still sung, chanted, and reinterpreted around the world within various religious and cultural settings, and have also regularly been put to music down the centuries by the likes of Vivaldi, Mozart and Bach, and more recently by Leonard Bernstein, Steve Reich and U2. But of course, we're interested in how Jamaican reggae artists have reinterpreted them. And so let's start at the beginning with Psalm 1, which uses a poetic device that can be found in many of the Psalms, called antithetic parallelism, as it describes how blessed are the godly, before going on to state how sinful are the ungodly. And turning this into a reggae anthem is a legendary DJ U-Roy, who, before he hit big in 1970 with the likes of Wake the Town and Rule the Nation, recorded this deep spiritual number, where after Peter Tosh praises Haile Selassie in the introduction, gets down to business by reciting Psalm 1 in Earth's Rightful Ruler.
Kings of kings, lords of lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah,
rightful ruler. Blessed be the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For I delight in the law of the Lord God, Selassie High. In his laws do I meditate day and night. Therefore I must be like a tree and planted by the rivers of water, and bring forth fruit in due season. I lax also shall not wither, and whatsoever I do it shall prosper. The weak out are not so, oh no, they are like the trough that the wind driveth away. Therefore no weak out shall stand in the judgment, nor no sinner the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord God so high that he knoweth the ways of the righteous, and know that the ways of the weak out shall crumble and burn. But either light and earthquake, brimstone and fire, to kill crime, and to break all the conceptions for my creation continually, and to let thy righteousness cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Dear ends from that I walk until this I walk, heal full eye, so high and so mighty.
That was Uroy in an unfamiliar chanting role with Earth Rightful Ruler, which was produced by Lee Perry and released on a very limited blank label 7-inch in Jamaica in 1969, but can now be found on the more widely available triple CD Nyabingi box set on the Trojan label.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
And Uroy's chanting style in that tune was a precursor to what was to come in a couple of years' time, when the Tipitone DJ Big Youth began his recording career, where he perfected the chanting DJ style throughout the 1970s, and none more so than on this next one, where he recounts both Psalms 2 and 125 over the top of the Abyssinians' classic Satamasagana rhythm. And as will become familiar throughout this show, the Rastas of Jamaica weren't averse to ad-libbing in their own praises within the words of the Psalms, as they often replaced or added to references to the Lord or God with a jar Rastafari or two, as can be heard in I Pray Thee.
I pray thee. Why do thee then raise and the people imagine of such vain things? And set themselves on the ruling state council together against the Lord God's Rastafari and against his anointed, saying, now come let us break their bands of sunder and cast away their cards from us. The holy that seateth in his heaven shall laugh. The Lord God's Rastafari shall have them in his region. For then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his soul displeasure. For yet if I set thy kings upon the holy mountains of Zion, I will now declare the decree. The Lord God to Rastafari hath said unto I and I, cause thou art thy sons this day have I begotten thee. Now ask of I and I, and I shall give thee deed and for thine inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Thou shall break them with the rod of iron. Jah shall dash them in pieces like a pot of vessels, I would say. So be wise thee, for we kings be struck to thee for judges of the earth. Serve the Lord God to Rastafari with fear, rejoice with tremble. Kiss I and I the son unless he be younger, but perish from his ways, good God. When his wrath is kindled but the liquor. And so blessed be all, blessed be everyone, as I would say. And blessed be all they that put their trust in the true and living God, the Rastafari. That this man shall be like the holy mountains of Zion that cannot be removed but abided forever. Cause so the mountains round about Jerusalem, and so the Lord our God, the Rastafari, is round about his people, as I would say. lot of the wicked shall not rest upon this righteous. Unless this individual righteous put forth his hands into iniquity. So do good, O Lord God, to Rastafari and to them that are good. And unto those that are upright in their heart. Cause such as when I turn into his crooked way, he don't say. The Lord God, to Rastafari, shall not turn his back to give the count to the right of his people. And you know, come on, baby, till them borders on no color.
The legendary Big Use there with I Praise E, which was produced by Bernard Collins and released on his Clinch label in Jamaica in 1974, and can now be found on the compilation CD Tree of Satyr on the Blood and Fire label.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
Now I've got plenty more of the chanting DJ style to come in what is turning into probably the heaviest house of reggae show I've ever put together. But I'm going to lighten the load a little with a few singers as well. And the first tune to fall into that category is by the Gatherers, who were a short-lived harmony group based in Trenchtown and featured Anthony Sanji Davis, Earl Bagger Walker and Barrington Daly. And back in 1973, Sanji Davis's increasing spiritual awareness came courtesy of the burgeoning 12 Tribes of Israel movement, and he adapted the final line from Psalm 19 into some lyrics he was writing about his journey through life. But whereas the psalmist line seems to be speaking directly to the Lord when it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." But Sanji twists them slightly as he speaks to his fellow man and encourages us to use them as a motto for life itself, as this is the exemplary words of my mouth.
Ever since I was a youth, I've always been searching for the truth. Having been told so many lies, life like with music.
Not only by the words
the greatest roots reggae songs ever recorded, as that was The Gatherers with Words of My Mouth, which was produced by Lee Perry and initially released on both the Justice League label in Jamaica and the Duke label in the UK back in 1973, and has since been compiled on the Upsetter collection on the Trojan label, as well as being remixed in the Black Ark a few years later for a 12-inch release, and re-recorded once again by Sanji Davis for the Rocka Shaka label in 2011.
Enough reggae music! Enough reggae music! Enough reggae music!
And so after hearing a snippet of Psalm 19 in that last tune, we're going to hear the whole of Psalm 20 in this next one. And like 19 before it, this is credited to David, who, if he did indeed write these psalms, would have performed them on a harp, as he was originally the resident harpist within the court of Saul, where he would entertain the king with his divine playing. But after slaying Goliath, David was given warrior status and led Saul's army into battle on many occasions. But although Psalm 20 references a time of trouble and sacrifice, in the final verse it seemingly contradicts a reliance on armed force, as it states, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright." And so to hear more, here is James Booms with Psalms 20.
Spread out them scatter. Yes. Musical ambassadors getting hotter and hotter.
Sing Psalms unto Jaja. The Lord is in a time of trouble. The name of God to Rastafari defend thee. Send thee in from thy sanctuary and strength the out of Zion. Remember all thine offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Yeah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. Yeah. We will rejoice in the salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up banners. The Lord will fulfill all his petitions. He will heal thee from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but I and I will remember the name of the Lord God to Rastafari. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Let the king hear I when I and I call, and to thee to Rastafari. Jah, you're good and you're great. Yes. No keeping, no true old stuff.
Over the top of a nice spongy Black Ark rhythm, that was James Booms with Psalms 20, which was produced by Lee Perry and released on his Black Ark label in 1976, and can now be found on the great compilation called Voodooism on the Pressure Sounds label.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubble of talent.
And we're going to stay at the Black Ark for one more tune, as Lee Perry must have been a big fan of the Psalms, as he also produced a version of Psalm 23, which is one of the most popular and often recited, both in music and film, and is also regularly requested for at funerals. As it's known as a shepherd's psalm, and contains such lines as, Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And then following that one, we're going to be hearing from iRoy, who rewrote it into the Sufferer's Psalm, where during the tough economic woes of the mid-1970s, he criticizes capitalism and adapts the aforementioned line into, "Though I walk through the fields and the factories, I obtain no labor, not even a favor. Though I walk with I, the law and the staff, they oppress I." But before we hear that one, here is Junior Delgado with a Black Ark version of the 23rd Psalm.
Jai Zai Shepherd, and I shall not want. Die to lie down in green pasture.
Make it die to lie down in green pasture.
He will scour thy soul.
He will scour thy soul.
Yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death?
Well, there you you go. That was two different versions of Psalm 23. As first up, and staying just about close enough to the original text, was Junior Delgado leading his group Time Unlimited with 23rd Psalm, and which came out on the Upsetter label in Jamaica and the Dip label in the UK back in 1975, and can now be found on his compilation titled Sons of Slaves on the Trojan label. And then following that, you heard the magnificent Iroy with Sufferer's Psalm, which was recorded at Randy Studio and originally released on 7-inch on the Errol T label, and now appears on the Great Blood and Fire compilation. Don't check me with no lightweight stuff.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
And so, following Psalm 23 in the Book of Psalms is, of course, number 24. And So It Shall Pass in the House of Reggae 2. And this one is a great song of praise that encourages a call and response as it repeatedly asks, "Who is the King of Glory?" And one description of it says it could have been sung by David while he led the procession which carried the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, where he is depicted in various paintings as singing, dancing and playing his harp while the Ark is carried shoulder high into the city. And so turning the psalmist's words into roots reggae music and utilising a similar technique which Time Unlimited used in that last one of a singer and a spoken voice reciting the psalms in tandem, this is a dub poet Muta Baruka alongside Luciano with Psalm 24.
This is Psalms 24 without apology. Muta Baruka and Luciano, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The world and they that
dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had found it on the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah? Who shall ascend in the hill?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that had clean hands.
He that had and a pure clean heart. And pure heart.
Who had not lifted up his
who
soul
had not
into
lifted
vanity.
Up his
nor
soul to vanity.
He had received the blessing from Jah Jah. And righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob. Oh, yeah.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say, who?
Shall come in.
And the King of Glory, yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
Say,
Emperor
Haile
Selassie. He is the King of Glory.
I say, who is the King of Glory?
Jah Rastafari.
Jah,
he is the King of Glory. King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Who is this King of Glory. Emperor Haile Selassie. Emperor of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. Elect of Himself. Light of the world. Jah Rastafari.
Powerful music indeed, as that was Muta Baruka and Luciano with their Jah Rastafari influenced version of Psalm 24, which was produced by Philip Fattis Burrell and released on his Exterminator label in 1995, and has since been compiled on the great Rough in a Town release on the Maximum Pressure label.
Rastafari.
But now we're going to take one step backwards and three steps forward, as it's time to chant along with Sugar Minot, who quotes from both Psalms 23 and 27 in his next one. And Psalm 27 is quite a combative one, as it includes lines like, "When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell." And Sugar's own chorus on his tune carries on in a similar vein, as he proclaims that to chant one psalm, Pope Paul will fall, and to chant another psalm, Babylon will ball. So here is Sugar Minot.
Babylon, we make you tell it so. Babylon, we make you tell it so. A Babylon, a Babylon, a Babylon, I beg you, let go of me hand. Yeah, do I walk through the valley of the shadow?
The great Sugar Minot there, with his own self-produced Chant a Psalm, which he released on his own Black Roots label in 1980, and also featured on his African Girl album the following year.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
But now we're going to take a slight departure from all the Jah-inspired chanting, as we turn now to Psalm 55, which has the preface that it should be played with stringed instruments. And this time sees a protagonist losing the battle against his enemies, as it includes verses like, My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. So I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. And it's these last two lines which have inspired countless hymns and songs down the centuries, like Mendelssohn's Hear My Prayer. Whereas in Jamaica, it was turned into an up-tempo ska number by Philip James and Lloyd Campbell, who are better known as the Blues Busters.
If I had the wings like a dove, if I had the wings like a dove,
Classic ska tune there from the Blues Busters with Wings of a Dove, which was produced by Byron Lee and released on his Bra label in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK in 1965, and can now be found on their Trojan compiled anthology called Behold.
Out of all the stations, this station supplies all the popular stations with popular music.
Now, so far in this show, I've been quoting the Psalms as they are written in the King James version of the Bible, which is an English translation from the early 17th century. And it's interesting to note, and also significant for this next one, that in Psalm 68, in the King James Version, it includes the line, Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Jah, and rejoice before him. Now, this is the only line in all of the Psalms that uses the word Jah. However, in other translations, it's not there at all, and instead it says his name is Lord, or even Jehovah. And so I guess it must have been the King James Version that Horace Andy was reading when he wrote this next tune, where he tells us that Psalm 68 shows us that God will come again in a new name, and that it must be Jah. And so to judge for yourself, I'll be following it up with Garnet Silk's own reading of Psalm 68. But first up, here's Horace.
Greetings, my brothers and sisters, and I greet you for Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who at this day revealed himself in the personality of all people, majesty of Christ, last night of birds. Jah, Rastafari.
The Bible tell us that God will come again in a new name. It will be terrible and dreadful amongst the Eden. Call upon his name in this time. It must be Jah. Yes, it must be Jah. Psalm 68, show I that. The Bible tell I that. Mothers and fathers will be against their child who call upon his name in this time. It must be Jah. It must be Jah. Psalm 68, show I that. Look at the people going to church this day. It must be Jah. Yes, it must be Jah. Psalm 68, show I that. Going to church this day. It must be Jah. Yes, it must be Jah. Psalm 68.
Rastafari. Be still, all ye enemies of Jah. Know that the Lord God Jah the Almighty shall rule the head of his enemies. Jah! Rastafari. And it's the last of the first. Oh, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him to flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, yea. Let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah! Rastafari. I list the last of the first, who a father, strength and redeemer, who lives and rules and reigns over all living things. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God set up the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, for the rebellious dwell in dry land. O God, Jerastafari, I list the last, O father, strength and redeemer, when thou wentest forth before thy people. When thou did march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook. The heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Shinar itself was moved at the presence of God, Jerastafari, the last and first, the God of Israel. Though, O God, Jerastafari, the last, your father, strength and redeemer, did send a plentiful rain, whereby thou did confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Though, O God, Jerastafari, the last, your father, strength and redeemer, has prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, our Father, strength and redeemer, gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the flocks, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty God, Jah Rastafari, Ali Selassie, our Father, strength and redeemer, scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God, Jerastafari, the last, O Father, strength and redeemer, is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leave ye high hills? This is the hill which God, Jerastafari, the last, the first, desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord God, the Almighty, the last, O Father, strength and redeemer, will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord God, the Almighty, the last, O Father, strength and redeemer, is among them. As in Shinai, in the holy place.
In full chanting mode, on top of the Keti drum rhythm, that was Garnet Silk reciting Psalm 68 in Silk Chant, which was produced by Bobby Digital and released on his Digital B label in 1995, and can now be found on the compilation CD, The Very Best of Garnet Silk, on the Jetstar label. And then before that, we heard Horace Andy with a great tune called Psalm 68, which was produced by Niney and released on his Observer label in 1976, and which can now be found on Horace's double CD compilation on the Trojan label, called Feel Good All Over.
I am the mighty ruler.
But now it must be time to return to Jamaica's own specialist interpreter of the Psalms, one Michael Williams, who is far better known as Prince Farai.
Prince Farai, Prince Farai, Prince Farai.
And it was Enos McLeod who is credited as giving the prince his name after he recorded a suitably dour and gruff chant for him in 1974. And called Let Jah Arise, it began with a quote from the opening line of Psalm 68, and which set a blueprint for the next few years, as his debut album, Psalms for I, which we heard a little bit from earlier, saw him record a whole record's worth of psalms over the top of rhythms that had been produced by both Lee Perry and Bunny Lee, and he would continue to quote liberally from the psalms in many of his recordings, such as in Black Man Land, Give I Strength, Shall Not Dwell in Wickedness, and Wisdom. But the one I've picked out for you now sees him in combination with Joseph Hill from Cultura, and includes lines like the beginning of Psalm 87, which states, His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Which is a testament to both the city of Jerusalem and to Mount Zion. And so here comes Joseph Hill and Prince Farai to deliver a message from the king.
Jah guide thy going out and protect thy coming in. You are my good brother, culture got to say. Black, black reggae, you know.
Black reggae music is a message from the king. Black reggae music is a message from the king. Comes Prince Farai to deliver.
His foundation is in the holy mountain. The Lord loveth the gate of Zion more than the dwelling place of the Jacob. Black reggae music, you know. The heaven declare the glory of God and the firm untruth is on the work. Night and the night after the speech, we don't speak the language, we know
fire.
Black reggae music, you know.
Black reggae music is a message from the king. You better sing. The black reggae music is a message from the king. Rastaman a chant it up.
Cause his foundation is in the holy mountain. The Lord loveth the gate of Zion for the dwelling place of Jacob.
Say so, Rasta.
The old, you know. Black reggae music, you know.
Message from the king. Black reggae music is a message from the king.
Somebody wrong, but not your Bible, I believe. Say that somebody wrong, but not your Bible, I believe. Tell you say that black reggae music. Tell you say that black reggae music.
Black Daniel.
Say that black are black. Black is beauty, you know.
Tell you that. Black reggae music is a message from the king. Yeah. The black reggae music is a message from the king. Today.
I know tell you, so the black star line I must come, I am. I went to my fight, yes, that must come, you know. Black reggae music, you know. Let God rise and let his enemy be scattered.
No, I'm not tomorrow.
Let the day die, fleet quiet, wax fill for the purge of fire.
Light
and that's I desire.
Delivering a message from the king, that was Joseph Hill alongside Prince Farai, which he produced himself, and was the title track on his 1978 album on the Virgin label. And so next up, we come to a line which is taken from Psalm 118, and was later repeated several times in the New Testament, such as in the Book of Matthew, when Jesus says unto them, Did ye never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvellous in our eyes. And this phrase has many different interpretations, but it seems to be about David once again being like a stone that God had laid in the city of Jerusalem, onto which society could be built. But David was rejected by some of the people, including the builders, it seems. But they should have known better than to refuse God's will, as David was later chosen to be king, aka the head cornerstone. And this phrase about the stone which the builders rejected was later used by Justin Hines in the early 1960s, who was always adept at mixing in traditional proverbs and sayings to enhance his lyrics. And in this one, which was his second single after the instantly popular Carry Go Bring Come, he makes a slightly barbed attack on his producer, Duke Reed, who had initially rejected him at his first audition. But Justin returned a few weeks later and was finally given the opportunity to record, and where he could embark upon his musical plan, as this is Cornerstone. Wonderful Justin Hines and the Dominoes there in full flight with their psalm-inspired Cornerstone, which they recorded at the Federal Studio for Duke Reed and was released on the Treasure Isle label in 1964 and can now be found on their double CD anthology on the Trojan label. But now we come to our final selection in this righteous show, and this is probably the most famous of all the psalms, as we turn to number 137, aka the Rivers of Babylon, which refers to a more recent period than David's reign, as it describes a Jewish exile in Babylon, and could have been written by Jeremiah, who is also known as the Weeping Prophet, which certainly links it in with the opening line of "By the Rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yeah, we wept when we remembered Zion." Although in the famous reggae version, which we are about to hear, and which was performed by the Melodians, they leave out the second line of the psalm, which says, "We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof," and instead jump straight to line 3, where the captives are required to sing a song of old Zion. But how can they sing the Lord's song in a strange land? And this heartfelt plea was easily transcribed to the feelings of the descendants of slavery in Jamaica, who also yearned for a return back to Zion, as this is the timeless Rivers of Babylon. Rivers of Babylon.
This one is an all-conscious youth and youthful. None of you with drugs, man, I hate man, and I know the man. Man, we have love in the heart for every man. Hear this now. Hear this now. Hear this now.
Beautiful Rivers of Babylon there by the Melodians, which was produced by Leslie Kong and released on his Beverly's label in Jamaica and the Summit label in the UK in 1971, and of course was also used in the soundtrack to The Harder They Come.
Ice, Irie.
But now it must be time for me to hang up my own harp in the willow tree, as I've run out of time yet again. So thanks very much for tuning in, and I hope you've enjoyed the tunes. And of course, if you did, then you're more than welcome to visit the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com for some more. And you can always drop by every Friday for the live show from 8 p.m. UK time at www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.